Markets are trading with a cautiously constructive tone, with price action anchored around a mix of geopolitical developments, policy signals, and ongoing resilience in risk assets. Starting in FX, the dollar is holding on to its post-PPI gains after the stronger-than-expected U.S. inflation read reinforced the Fed's higher-for-longer narrative. That said, the more interesting development is in China, where the offshore yuan has pushed to its strongest level since early 2023. The firmer fix from the PBOC suggests policymakers are comfortable allowing some currency appreciation, likely tied to the optics around the ongoing Trump-Xi summit. That meeting is front and center for markets, with early rhetoric striking a more conciliatory tone, helping to stabilize broader risk sentiment. Elsewhere in FX, moves have been relatively contained, though there are growing questions around yen valuation after recent intervention dynamics, with some suggesting the currency may now be closer to overvalued territory. In equities, the tone remains firmly constructive. U.S. indices continue to press record highs, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ supported by earnings momentum and ongoing AI-driven optimism reinforced by upbeat calls from the sell side. Futures are steady after the latest leg higher. Turning to commodities, the focus remains squarely on the Middle East. Ongoing tensions around Iran and the Strait of Hormuz continue to inject a geopolitical risk premium into oil markets, though there are mixed signals with reports of supply normalization at the margin. Still, OPEC's downward revision to demand expectations alongside falling output underscores the fragility of the balance. On the macro front, the data backdrop is increasingly divergent. The U.S. remains relatively resilient, but there are signs of strain elsewhere, with Eurozone growth softening and UK housing data pointing to a sharper slowdown, in part reflecting the drag from geopolitical uncertainty. Finally, central bank risk remains alive. Fed speak continues to lean cautious, with some policymakers even keeping the door open to additional tightening should inflation pressures broaden. That's all for now.